The story of Kingsley Plantation is certainly fascinating, and when you factor in the life's journey of the landowner's wife, it makes this a most unique plantation that you might visit. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
It's time to give back to your roots and make this your best growing season with Radiate. Radiate's patented formulation of plant growth regulators help develop longer, stronger, healthier roots to improve nutrient uptake. And now, when you give back to your roots, you give back to FFA. Nutrient Ag Solutions and Radiate are proud to support national FFA alumni and supporters chapter grant programs across the country. Ask your Nutrient Ag Solutions crop consultant about Radiate or go online to RadiateRoots.com for more details. Always read and follow label directions. Check registration in your state.
How do you make sure your farm is ready for tax season? What about the latest technology for 2019? Those are some of the topics we're tackling on Farming the Countryside.
If prices are strong on relatively new used equipment, is there a soft spot for people willing to take on something older?
For our Farm Journal family, I just wrote the advice for 2019. My advice was to look at the soft spot.
I'm Andrew McCray, your host for Farming the Countryside, a podcast brought to you by Nutrient Ag Solutions, the world's largest provider of crop inputs and services.
Listen to Farming the Countryside on the AgriTalk app or wherever you get your favorite podcast.
Even though Kingsley Plantation is today technically within the city limits of Jacksonville, Florida, Carol Clark says you wouldn't know it when you view the scenery here.
We're on the north end of an island, and where we're standing right now, we're looking out at the Fort George River, which is where the dock would have been, and planters would have been using the inland waterways in the area. This is a sea island. The sort of southern coastal system of barrier islands had sort of a unique agricultural use usually.
One of those unique crops was sea island cotton, which grew to a height of 7 feet and had to be picked every day during the summer. In Florida, it was not unheard of for a white plantation owner to have a wife of African descent. Clark shares that story.
Anna Kingsley was probably from an upper class in her home society in Senegal. She basically has this roller coaster life where she's upper class, then she's taken as a slave from her family. She survives the Middle Passage. She's on the auction block. She's purchased by a stranger. And then she comes to Florida where, after a few years, she's a free moving businesswoman, very successful in her own right.
When Florida moved from Spanish control to become a U.S. territory, Anna Kingsley lost some of her rights. The laws of the land changed.
The language shifts to sort of a collapsed two-system thing going on, which is more of a race system. So if you're black, you're in one set, and if you're white, you're in another set.
Many of the buildings from the original plantation still stand, in part because it was difficult for people to get them to ever tear them down.
This island didn't really have a road to it until the 1920s, and then it went through a recreational phase where the owners of the country clubs on the island were really pushing a walk through history. So they didn't necessarily renovate all the buildings, but they also kept them there.
Today, Kingsley Plantation is open to visitors as part of the Temecuon Ecological and Historical Preserve. Traveling the countryside near Jacksonville, Florida, I'm Andrew McCray.